Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, January 27th. Happy Missions Monday. We're reading from the English Standard Version, and today we're picking up in Exodus chapter 10, verses 21 through 29. This is one of the 10 plagues of Egypt. So Moses has gone back to Egypt and he has told Pharaoh, "Let my people go." Pharaoh will not let the people go. And so God begins 10 plagues on the people of Egypt. Today's plague is the plague of darkness. I want you to think about the fact that plagues are not just divine judgments, but they have a deeper symbolic meaning. And so today, when God makes darkness fall over the Egyptians, he's saying, "I have control over nature. I have control over creation. I am sovereign over all aspects of life." And we see this in all the different plagues: the frogs, the gnats, the flies, the livestock dying, the boils, the hail, the locust, and ultimately today's the darkness, and then death of the firstborn. Jen Wilkin was the first to teach me about the fact that many of these plagues have a direct correlation with an Egyptian deity, a god with a small g, and the god of the sun was called Ra, and this was the sun god and the chief deity. And so when God says there's going to be darkness, it's showing his supremacy over the Egyptian god, Ra, and over all of the Egyptian gods. Exodus chapter 10, 21 through 29. "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness to be felt.' So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was pitch darkness on all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days, but all the people of Israel had light where they lived. Then Pharaoh called Moses and said, 'Go, serve the Lord. Your little ones also may go with you. Only let your flocks and your herds remain behind.' But Moses said, 'You must also let us have sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also must go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind, for we must take of them to serve the Lord our God. And we do not know with what we must serve the Lord until we arrive there.' But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. Then Pharaoh said to him, 'Get away from me. Take care never to see my face again, for on the day that you see my face, you shall die.' Moses said, 'As you say, I will not see your face again.'" Before we move on, I just want to encourage us to consider parts of our hearts that might be hard towards God's will or his way or what he has for us to do. Even in the face of great opposition, Pharaoh would not give in to submitting to the will of God. And so that's a question for us as well. Are there areas where we know the Lord is calling us to something, but we need to just submit to what he calls us to do, to humbly respond with, "I am your servant, Lord"? Our second passage today is Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 34. I think I memorized this passage with a growth group at some point, but this is a passage that we need to continually be bringing back to mind. "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to your span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Sometimes I just have to smile at God's holy wink to us. If you think he's not trying to tell us something, just listen to Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let me just read Matthew 6, 34 for us again. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. What a good reminder for each of us not to either boast about tomorrow or to worry about tomorrow, because we just don't know what today might bring. But we do know that God promises to be with us in the present, that he is our strong tower, that he is our shield, and he is our defender. As I mentioned earlier, today is Missions Monday, but we don't have a missions partner that we are highlighting because we had our deacon ordination service yesterday. And so I want us to pray for the newly elected deacons, for their service of the church and for their families, and also for the mission of Mount Brook Baptist, for deacons specifically as they seek to be leaders in our church. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this time we have together to refocus our lives and our attentions on you. I want to pray today specifically for the new deacons that will be coming onto the Board of Deacons at Mount Brook Baptist. We lift them up to you, Lord, and we ask your watch care on them, their spiritual lives, their inner self, and their outer self. Would you help them to serve you with wisdom and with joy? And in this regard, we lift up to you Russell Cunningham IV, Claire Hills, Sarah Rich, Amy Schofield, and Mike Vaughn. We pray for them and for all the deacons who are coming back onto the board. And we pray for ourselves that you would put far from us every root of bitterness, the desire for vainglory, and the pride of life. Instead, Lord, fill us with faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, and true godliness. So guide our minds, so fill our imaginations, so control our wills, that we will be wholly yours, utterly dedicated to you, and then use us, we pray, as you will, and always to your glory and the welfare of your people, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.